Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, September 8th. Top stories for today. The Court of Appeal dismissed former Sabah Chief Minister Tan Sri Musa Aman's application for leave to initiate a judicial review against the State Assembly's dissolution. A three-judge bench dismissed the application by Musa and 32 others on the grounds that the courts are not to interfere with matters decided upon by state leaders, such as the dissolution of State Legislative Assembly. Meanwhile, in preparation for Sabah's upcoming polls, Election Commission Chairman Dato' Abdul Ghani Saleh asked authorities to keep close tabs on the new COVID-19 clusters in Sabah's East Coast districts of Tawau and Lahad Datu. Water supply to all areas affected by unscheduled disruptions in Hulu Selangor, Kuala Langat and Kuala Selangor was fully restored today. Air Selangor in a statement said 65 areas in Klang, Shah Alam, Gombak, Petaling and Kuala Lumpur were still in the supply restoration process as at 12:30 p.m. today. Meanwhile, the Selangor government will work together with the Attorney General's Chambers, AGC, to update investigations on river pollution cases in the state. Menteri Besar Dato' Sri Amiruddin Syari said he met with the Selangor Legal Advisor, Selangor Water Management Authority and Selangor Department of Environment to discuss how they could improve state-federal coordination on legal matters concerning pollution. Amiruddin's later statement follows Attorney General Tan Sri Idris Harun's rejection that the AGC had not taken action against polluters after Selangor concluded investigation on some cases in April. YouTube cooking sensation S. Pavitra has withdrawn a charge made against her husband, M. Sugu. Ipoh Sessions Court today was told that the prosecution had received the official letter from Pavitra on September 4th. However, the state prosecution director has not made a decision yet on whether to proceed with the case or not. Sugu allegedly assaulted Pavitra using a mobile phone and a sickle at the parking lot of Raja Permaisuri Bainun Hospital on July 21st. The last two journalists working for Australian media company in China have left the country after they were questioned by police. Australian Broadcasting Corporation's Bill Birtles and the Australian Financial Review's Michael Smith left China on Monday night. Both journalists sought refuge in Australian diplomatic missions in Beijing and Shanghai, while Canberra negotiated with Chinese officials to allow them to leave the country. The exodus leaves Australia's media without any journalists working in China for the first time in nearly 50 years. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.